what I will bring to the table and have brought to the table at 106 in sports. We have to lean in.
Got to.
You gotta, like, playing it safe is gonna get you canceled. Mm-hmm. First, second, and third most.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The thing about this past weekend, which was rather unique, this past week with the mascot incident.
Okay.
It was as if it was profound because I've always stood on the merit of, yo, we got to lean in.
Right.
We got Cam Newton. If we don't mention the mascot, we have to lean in. If we have an individual that may have any type of relationships to Donald Trump, we have to lean in. Hey, from R. Kelly to P. Diddy, we have to lean in. Controversial or not, mm-hmm. you have a job to do.
And what you mean by leaning in, you're saying, addressing the subject, we not running to, from it.
Exactly.
Addressing it, not running from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right. So for that to have happened that weekend, and then all of a sudden as we were producing the show, it was almost like, can we? Like, how do I? We have to lean in. Mm-hmm. So for the producers to be able to say, all right, if you want to lean in, let's go get the mascot and bring him to the show.
Right. Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Right.
And you can't be fearful of leaning in. Now, that comes with the thought process is if I showed y'all what to do, if we have somebody come on this show, don't say, Cam, well, you didn't lean in when you had the opportunity, because we did.
That's right.
And when you talk about leaning in, it's not always in a disrespectful, toxic manner.
Not.
It's respectable, and it's not what you ask, is how you ask it, mm-hmm. and earning the trust of the individual.
Well, not only that, now leaning in, let's speak to leaning in for a second. When you're leaning in, you're not running from any subject.
Yes.
That's number one.
For sure.
Number two, you're unapologetic about letting somebody know where you stand based on the facts that have been presented to you.
Right.
I would say the third part is leaving yourself open to be corrected.
Yes.
A lot of times, me and you, friendly, obviously,
yes.
but arguing friendly about
yes.
that. There's been plenty of times where you went like, when I went like this, you got a good point.
Yes.
You got a good point. And then, and now you got Cam bite. I'm going to say it because I'm bragging, because Cam don't have to bite lines, but he bites my line all the time when I say, don't let it be you.
Don't let it be you.
You got that, because you know, I say that all the time. It's like, yo, that's what you want. So the fact that we're disagreeing, it's me, it's you, it's RC, it's Swaggoo, it's whomever. The disagreements and the friendly discussions mm-hmm. enlighten us and make us actually keep an open mind. This brother might have a good point.
That's a point.